Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears, the reporter for The Daily Record. Brian, we have taxes in the mix again, as we always do, and we're taking a look at candidate Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown's promise not to raise taxes.
Well, you know, there seems to be reason to believe that the lieutenant governor, in making this promise, which he has now made in at least two different debates where he said, you know, he's not going to increase taxes, that he's painted himself into a little bit of a corner, especially on some issues that he may actually want to support coming up, you know, in the next couple of years if he were to win.
Or if he were to find some emergency, such as the $405 million shortfall in their current budget.
Well, and not just emergencies. You also have the very real possibility that the General Assembly and the governor may have to consider increasing the property tax to cover some of the debt service that they're going to incur from some of the bonds that they've been issuing. In a couple of years, I think 2018, 2019, the difference between what the property taxes currently cover and the gap is going to be almost a little over $500 million. And that's a fairly significant chunk of change if you have to cover that out of the general fund.
This is just sort of government maintenance, sort of keeping up with the obligations that you make.
They guard that AAA bond rating very, very closely, and they're very proud of it. And if you are not able to pay the debt service, the bond rating agencies look very poorly on that.
Well, and the Wall Street analysts look at particularly what a governor say they're going to do or not do in when they decide whether they're going to continue things like the AAA bond rating, which means that we pay less money when we borrow.
And you only have so many places where you can kind of move the money around. Right now, the state has been spending time moving money out of some of these dedicated accounts and replacing it with bonds. Well, at some point, you're going to have to pay the band. And the bond rating agencies are going to be looking at how you're going to do that. They could write a check out of the general fund budget, but at some point it becomes a very large nut to cover.
You know, I remember in one of the campaigns that Governor O'Malley ran, he refused to do this. He refused to say he would not raise taxes. I mean, he was challenged to do that, and he did not do it.
There's a school of thought because of the last 8 years that there's really some, quote-unquote tax fatigue here. And that the message from Larry Hogan is really sort of, you know, capturing the public interest. And so there's the feeling that the lieutenant governor had to say what he said.
I think that's probably right. I mean, the details, nobody has time to listen to those, particularly if they're fatigued, as you say.
Yeah. And, you know, and you hear it all the time, you know, Larry Hogan hammering people on, you know, these 40 taxes. And, you know, and now, so now you have the lieutenant governor coming out and saying, well, I'm not going to raise taxes. Another problem that he's going to run into is that there are a couple of these things that he may very well want to raise, like the tobacco tax, which he's supported in the past. And supporters of this have picked up the support they think they need in the General Assembly.
Well, as you say, it seems to me, having watched these debates, that the Brown campaign was caught a little off balance by all this. I mean, they were talking about gun control and various other social issues. And the insistence that the campaign is about taxes and jobs seemed to put them off stride a bit, and I think they're trying to get back onto it with this promise.
This is so late to the game. I mean, we've seen three polls now that show that taxes and the economy and jobs are the big issues here.
Brian, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.